Do you believe you have everything you need? It's not a trick question. I'm afraid if I'm honest, my first answer is no. I'm not enough. There is something missing or something I need to be more, do more, achieve more, organize my life more. But is that the truth or is it a lie? The world tells us we need more. Things are what we need to be fulfilled or rise to the top. We need other ways than God to actually live the abundant and enlightened life. 2 Peter 1:3 tells us His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. If I believe that, do I have everything I need? Yes, God gives me everything I need. So why do we go throughout our days feeling like we are lacking or needing more? The root of that often is comparison. Plus, in our consumerist society, we're conditioned to do so. My girls have wanted to redo their rooms. They've had the same paint colors, curtains, and bedspreads for a few years. So we've been talking about colors and what they would like to do in their rooms. As we were talking through ideas, my youngest said, "You know what? I think our whole house needs a redo." I didn't disagree. After 26 years of marriage and furniture that has seen its share of wear and tear, it would be nice. But it's not something I need for my joy or my purpose. And when it comes to things, aren't we guilty of thinking we need something to get us somewhere? We can get stuck in that place, not moving forward, ultimately because it doesn't look like what we think it should look like. We believe the lie of, if I had this, I could do this or be this person. When stuck in that pattern of thought, what happens is we begin to believe we control our fate. Ultimately, we believe the lie that our future success or purpose hinges on something other than God. Philippians 4:19. "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus." God has you covered. If He has a job for you to do, He will equip you to do it. And if you need a few things along the way, He'll provide it. Remember, Jesus took 5 loaves and 2 fish and did a miracle and fed a multitude. What you have been given is enough. The key is obedience and taking the first step with what you do have. Stop thinking about what you're lacking or what you wish you had and reimagine what God can do with what you've already been given. Don't wait until everything is perfect or you have what you think you need to do what God is asking you to do. Simply obey. Take the next step and know you are complete in Him. That's the truth. Today, don't focus on all the things you don't have. Keep your eyes on Jesus and watch what He does with what you've been given. I'm Lori Klein.